Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Engineer and Single Scott from singlescott.com in the studio with us today. And if that weren't enough, of course, as you plainly see to my left, the lovely and beautiful Mermaid Angela.
Yeah.
How you doing? She is very excited. This is like Christmas for her today.
Yes.
Oh, what does she get to unwrap?
Everything.
Hopefully it's a producer.
That is not a place where you should wrap or where you should tie a bow. Okay,
I'm just saying
it's just not appropriate.
Just looking for something to get. Never mind.
Yeah,
not appropriate.
No, right. It is Christmas for Mermaid Angela today because today she is actually going to model and try on her brand new oceanic dive gear.
Nice.
That she earned for a little performance.
She earned.
Yeah, at the DEMA show in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It took a few months for her to...
Thank you, everyone.
For them to follow through. No, it wasn't that kind of performance. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was a mermaid at the Oceanic Party. We did part of our Scuba Radio broadcast from that event. You had a good time that night, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and in return for providing the service of modeling her Scuba Radio mermaid tail and posing for pictures and, you know, fraternizing with the employees at Oceanic in Las Vegas. They were nice enough to hook us up with some gear for Mermaid Angela and her trip coming up here on the Explore Ventures Live Aboard February 28th.
Now, I'm glad to see that you worked that deal out for her because, honestly, the deal you worked out for me 3 years ago at DEMA where in exchange for serving as a human sushi platter, I got to eat all the sushi that no one else wanted, which is not anywhere near as good of a deal because I gained 43 pounds.
Yeah. Well, hey, got to take it as it comes, my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just the fact that you were asked to participate should have been reward enough.
Yes. Even to be nominated.
Exactly.
And you won.
Yeah.
You won that one.
Well, I won a heck of a lot of sushi.
Yeah. Hmm. There's not enough sushi on this planet to cover up that massive.
Moving on.
I digress. Now, so anyway, Angela, you have to try on the gear, make sure it fits you accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this stuff, and I kind of went through your gear.
That's nice. While you were down being a mermaid, he's shuffling through your luggage.
You sound like I'm fondling her underwear or something drawer. Come on. It's not like that at all. I'm a dive instructor. I know how the gear goes together because they send it in a box, so I put it together for her.
You had to make sure it was safe.
Yeah, well, no. I haven't tested it, really.
What kind of gear are we talking about?
Dive gear. Scuba gear. What do you think?
I thought it was like a wetsuit. I'm saying, what are you putting together with a wetsuit?
She already has a wetsuit.
No, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's well equipped in that area, and she's a Scuba Radio mermaid, so she has a mermaid tail. What else do you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly,
we're actually going to go
maybe
dive.
Some seashells.
Yeah.
Yeah, D shells. Whatever.
Those
appropriate.
Are bees. They're good. Bees at least.
All right.
Aren't they?
All right.
Okay. Enough of that. But no, we got a live aboard scheduled February 28th. With Explorer Ventures, Single Scott's going to be on board with that, as well as Mermaid Angela, and now she will have her gear to try on here today on the show. So we're going to actually, you know, last time you were in the studio, we did a, role-playing with how to interact with manatees.
Yes.
This week on the show, Mermaid Angela is actually going to perform a scuba diving equipment fitting, so to speak. So we're going to dress her up in her gear and make sure it fits properly, that all the latches are working and all that kind of thing. You had no idea that you had to go through this.
I wasn't aware of this. No.
Well, that's okay. First,
surprise.
Strip down to your bikini, because that's what you'll be wearing in Save-O, right? You came. You brought that, right?
No.
What?
I wasn't.
That's okay.
Cold out today.
Well, we'll make do.
We'll improvise. No. But we will. We'll do a fitting because this is something that you need to do when you're going into the dive store and looking to buy equipment. Now, if you haven't seen the stuff and you know maybe you're buying it online from one of the online dealers or whatever the case may be, this is an issue you have to take into account for how the hoses wrap around the BC from the first stage and second stage, how they connect. You know, you got to take in your size and stature into account. And Mermaid Angela is a little bit on the petite side in that regard.
The freakishly small, I think, was okay, the correct quote.
She's one step above dwarf, I think,
really?
From a technical standpoint.
Above dwarf, you think?
Yeah,
yes.
Surely.
A little bit.
Yeah, she's a little person. But no, the equipment should fit well, but we'll do a fitting and we'll talk about some of these issues. And
does it actually come in child sizes?
I'm sure I know Oceanic makes child sizes, but I believe just from what I saw.
I got the big girl size.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, she's a big girl now. Mm-hmm. But it does have a little garanimal tag on it that matches the
you just launched yourself at least three decades into the past.
Oh, brother. But anyway.
Your kids didn't wear garanimals.
If you say so. They look like them to me. I got Max outfitted in Huskies.
Nice.
Haley has garanimals. But anyway, yeah, we'll do that on the show today and see how that goes. And maybe the folks listening will learn something back home on what to take into account when they're purchasing their dive gear and that kind of thing.
One of the things they should learn is something I learned a long time ago. Never come to the Scuba Radio studio without wearing a bathing suit. That is the absolute bottom line. That should be something that should be in the back of your head, because otherwise you'll have to go commando.
Yeah. And you'll show up like Bill does with his,
half the time,
you know, wrapped up in a bow, if you know what I'm saying. All right, so anyway, we got that to look forward to today. If that weren't enough, we've just posted a new Scuba Radio video at scubaradio.com. And this is from our Manatee Mania show from, 3 weeks ago at Crystal River with our friends from birdsunderwater.com. Scott was on that trip. We had a great time, didn't we?
Had a blast.
And Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, was on that adventure. Bill was there for one of the first times ever. He actually got to go out on a Scuba Radio trip.
Temperature 36 degrees at the start of the dive.
Yeah, you pointed that out several times, actually.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. 36 degrees. So, Sabo, air temperature will be about the same, right? Yeah, if you use Celsius.
I was going to say, are you trying Celsius? Maybe. It may not be quite the same, but just remember, Bill, the glass is half full.
Right.
We had a good time, though, with the manatees. That actually was prime time to go have a manatee encounter.
We were 4 days into a cold snap, and there were so many manatees, and it really was great in the water. I mean, I am kind of bitching about the air temperature, but the water temperature was fantastic. It was warmer in the water than it was out. That's for darn sure.
Matter of fact, last week we had Diane from Birds Underwater mention that they had a record count the week before. They did a count, I guess, this week too, and they've had another record count. So they got a record number of manatees counted in Florida. I think it's like at a 5-year high or something.
Just teaching the manatees to count is an achievement in and of itself.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
They're not going down to watch Super Bowl. I thought they were leaving Crystal River and heading down to Tampa.
Yeah, they could be. They were following the throngs of tourists.
I don't know how good of a view you get from the water of Raymond James, actually.
Well, he's about the same size. So you never know. But anyway, you know, those manatees are huge. Yeah, they are massive animals.
Raymond James, by the way, is the name of the stadium.
Well, yeah, not me.
But have you ever seen him, though?
Raymond James?
Yeah.
I understand.
He's massive.
Okay.
I think it's one of the names of the manatees.
Ray Jimmy. Jimmy Ray.
All right. So anyway, we had this great encounter with the Florida manatees, and we videotaped it as well. And I finally edited together a nice little music video, used a song from Eric Stone from his Boat Songs collection called The Manatee and the Jellyfish. And it turned out pretty good. It's like a nice little, you know, music video that has kind of like a manatee lyric to it. And we took in our footage that we shot with the Sony HD camera, thanks to our friends at Refoto.com. And it came out pretty good. Hey. I think this could be one of my best productions yet for my underwater video escapades.
The video, I think, is great. The underwater shots are fantastic. Great pictures of Kelly underwater.
Yes, she did well as a Brazilian swimsuit model, even though she wasn't wearing one at the time, because she was in a 7 mil wetsuit. she was naked under her. No, I don't know if she was or not, actually.
She was.
Was she?
Yeah.
Really?
I have played this scenario over and over and over again in my mind.
She was naked in your mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Enough said. But, yeah, Kelly is in it. And, of course, Bill, the producer, and Single Scott can be seen as well as the
Yeah,
subject.
That was an interesting approach that you took. Normally, when there's videos on the Scuba Radio site, the approach is to throw a whole bunch of scantily clad, very attractive women right at you, right out of the gate. But you decided to go with a different tack this time.
Well, you know, usually we have these beautiful underwater scenes to contrast with a beautiful underwater model like a Scuba Radio mermaid like Angela or Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. Right. In this case, we are in cold water with 2-ton manatees.
So I'm right at the beginning of this video. Well, you and I. There's pictures of you and I talking to each other on the radio.
Ever a time where I could show Bill and myself with marine life and not feel outclassed.
There we are.
I think we, I figured this was the time to go
no
there.
No question.
And I think it worked, though.
I think it works perfectly. I really do. It's a nice transition.
The Florida manatee, the only marine critter in the world or on the planet that could make Bill, the producer, and myself look good.
We look tiny, actually, by comparison during this.
Good point.
Looks like I lost about 80, 90 pounds.
Yeah, next to a manatee, you look svelte.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like I have good hygiene habits, too, really, compared to a manatee.
Really?
All things considered.
I didn't see that. But yeah, go to scubaradio.com. You can see the video right there on the widget, on the video widget. And if you log in, by the way, you can log in with an email address and sign up real simply that way. You can actually go in and vote for it and make comments about the video if you liked it or if you thought it sucked or if you thought you couldn't tell the difference between Bill and that mermaid or that manatee, I should say.
All right, if you can't tell the difference between Bill and that mermaid, there's a real serious problem. You probably need to get at least a better monitor, if not a bigger one.
Yeah, and here's a hint. There is no mermaids. Hey, we got some special deals to share with you from Explorer Ventures. If not just joining us is enough in its own, they're running a really cool deal right now. We got that for you next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Naked Scuba Boy wears a cape, not a bowl, on his member.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had some issues with drag.
That's not good.
And yeah. I'm trying to protect the reef.
I can bandage that up for you.
Thank you very much.
She is a nurse, by the way. Mermaid Angela,
hold on.
In real life.
Right.
What? What, are you saying you have a cut?
What? She's
Do you need assistance?
She's tending to my...
No, she's not. She's not going to do that. She's a good girl.
Good enough for me.
All the girls that we work with on Scuba Radio, they're very nice girls. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. Right, Angela?
I am a nice girl. The other girls, I'm not saying nothing for them.
Andre. I think the only way to solve this, it sounds like there's an issue between the girls. So, only way to solve that.
There's always only one way to solve an issue between
cat
girls.
Fight.
Coleslaw wrestling.
Coleslaw. You and the coleslaw.
Well, yeah. I think coleslaw much better. Well, Jello's not bad either, I guess.
Jello.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to think August afternoon and a gigantic vat of coleslaw.
Yeah.
I want you to think about that for another couple of seconds here.
Okay, let's go with the Jello.
It'll smell like my Aunt Helga.
I'll let you, girls, or Angela, you can pick the flavor.
Cherry.
Okay.
Something you'd like to lick. No, never mind.
Nah.
I've already thought.
Okay. That's not.
Moving right along.
That's why.
Hey, have we mentioned that Angela's looking for a man?
No, but now's a great time.
Yes. No, we there's some issues that we got to go into with Angela after we equip her with her dive equipment, because God knows she's going to need some kind of protection. Before we get
or at least
that
a
discussion.
Gear schlepper.
Yeah, maybe. Because she's got quite a bit of gear here to go
schlepper
through. We'll get into that in just a bit. But first, as I mentioned right before the break, Explore Ventures is running a special here. It was just announced literally yesterday. And they're trying to, you know, just throw out a few. What? What happened, Bill?
I have something important to play just before you announce this breaking news. Because we have breaking news
yes,
now, folks.
It
this
is
like
breaking.
CNN.
Yeah.
This Justin.
Okay. That makes it so much better.
I thought that was like there was going to be more. And
yeah.
Then it just
I did too, actually.
This Justin.
Okay, that's better. That if you play it twice, that makes
twice
it
is
so
good.
Much more annoying. All right, so yeah, right now they're doing a $200 airfare credit on a couple of their trips. One is the Southern Bahamas itinerary. That's the one that goes out of Georgetown, Exuma on March 28th for that week. And then also they're doing a March 14th trip on the Turks and Caicos boat.
Yay!
Yes. Yeah, that's a big deal because airfare to those two destinations are sometimes a problem. And so that's why they're doing this to make it a little bit more, you know, easier on the pocketbook, because we, you know, they know a lot of people, and I've done both those itineraries. They are spectacular, but sometimes airfare can be a little tricky depending on where you are in the country. So they're throwing in a $200 airfare credit to make it, you know, feasible, so you don't get caught saying, oh my gosh, airfare is too much. It's going to keep me from doing that trip.
Now, one of the things about living here in Florida, we get a lot of deals, you know, on cruises and on things going on in the Bahamas, but they're always last-minute deals. This is such a great deal because you got some time. You can do some planning. It's March 14th and March 28th, you said, right? Those
yes.
are two
yeah.
start dates for those itineraries.
March 28th is Southern Bahamas out of Georgetown, Exuma. March 14th is Turks and Caicos, where you fly into Providenciales.
Provo.
PLS is the airport code, and they'll give you a $200 credit on your final payment to help you purchase your airfare.
Yeah, and don't do what Greg did to me, which was go on that Turks and Caicos cruise and fly into Provo. And he said, and I've got a flight for you, too, but he flew me to Utah.
Yes.
Both Provos, but apparently the boat wasn't there.
But the skiing's great this time of year.
Yeah, yeah. I had my bikini.
Well, what are you going to do? And they arrested you because, you know, wearing a bikini in Provo.
I'm surprised Utah. To let you into Utah.
They didn't see me coming. That's really what the problem was.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
Well, in Provo, wearing a bikini is public nudity. So you were...
You know what? Wearing a short-sleeved shirt is public nudity in Provo.
That could be. All right. Hey, and don't forget, we're going to Ceiba February 28th. We have our Scuba Radio trips scheduled out there. They're online at scubaradio.com right there as well. More coming up. We got a fitting to do. Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We start.
started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
You know, many times I am recognized in the dive industry after doing this show for almost 12 years as a fashion guru when it comes to underwater dive equipment. Yes, I am the guy on that show, what not to wear or whatever, when it comes to scuba equipment. I know my I am that person.
You know, I cannot tell you how many times I have heard from people on dive trips that you are on. Not that I've seen you on dive trips that you were on, but I've heard from people that were on dive trips you were on,
yeah.
And they say, boy, that Greg really knows how to dress when he gets wet. That's what I've heard.
Yes, I do. I am a fashion plate under the sea.
That's what I've heard. And I was a sushi plate at DEMA 3 years ago.
Okay. That's enough of that. All right, so what we have here is Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela. And she's a very nice girl. She has not had dive gear of her own for some time, right? You've had to rent.
I'm renting, borrowing, stealing. No.
But, well, because as a mermaid,
you don't really need
you
much.
Don't need dive gear, do you? You don't need to have a regulator. You don't need to have a mask. You don't need a snorkel. And you have one big fin.
And that's it.
Yeah, and that's it. But you know, there are going to be times when we're on our Saba trip here with Explore Ventures February 28th that
she's not gonna have to free dive.
Yeah,
how nice of you.
We're gonna actually let her scuba dive like the normal humans.
You're taking away my dive buddy, is that what you're saying?
No, she'll do some mermaid stuff, but some regular diving that we're gonna get into the mix.
Some regulator diving.
Well, regulator, yeah,
that's nice.
That's funny. And and so we're going to do this on this trip, and you know, Angela had to be equipped properly, and the folks from Oceanic were nice enough to hook her up, so to speak.
Just to Angela's defense, she's reasonably well-equipped right now.
Okay.
Thanks.
But maybe not for diving.
Not diving-wise.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, okay. We'll just leave that one alone. But yeah, they were nice enough to equip her accordingly. So basically, I asked Angela to go to the OceanicUSA.com website and look over everything they had and tell me what she liked, which is basically give me the colors you prefer and I'll fill in the blanks. We'll tell you how it went next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
All right, so we have a box of new Oceanic dive equipment that Mermaid Angela is going to try on. We're going to have a fitting right now live on Scuba Radio. She earned this stuff at the DEMA show for doing her little mermaid shtick when we did our broadcast from that event in Las Vegas. And we're going on this liveaboard trip February 28th and want to equip her properly. So I had her go to the OceanicUSA.com website, and I said, tell me what you like, and I'll get a list of equipment together for you, and we'll get it all set. And you know, and of course, I realized that Angela really didn't know what to look for other than mast fins and snorkel. And really what I was asking her is there a color you prefer? So the email came back and says, how about blue?
How nice.
Yeah. And that was her list. And so I kind of filled in the gaps because I'm pretty familiar with the Oceanic line. I use the Data Mask myself, and it's a fine line of dive equipment. Can't go wrong. So we'll go into that. First off, though, here's your Adventures in Diving Advanced Open Water Kit from Patty.
Thanks.
As Greg the Dive Master and Dive Instructor, while we're on that liveaboard trip, the plan is to certify her as an Advanced Open Water Diver, thanks to our friends at Patty. And, of course, I will be your dive instructor. You okay with that, Angela?
Yes.
Since I'm giving her this, since I'm giving her this box of gear.
Yeah.
How
clever of you, Greg, to ask that question before you gave her any of the other gear. That was smart thinking,
yes,
right there.
That's the only way I'm gonna get her to put her life in my hands.
I'm with you.
All right. First, we got a mask, a nice oceanic mask here, and notice that it's blue.
I see that.
Yes.
Nice. So isn't the cover of the container?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. This is the Mako Oceanic mask. You can look at that online, but that's pretty standard, nice, very nice little mask. That'll do you well. Now I'm reaching back here in the box here. Uh-oh, this thing's going to fall down, isn't it? Okay, here we go. This is cool. This is what I like.
Told you.
Snorkel. I knew it was going to be in there.
This isn't just any snorkel. It's an oceanic snorkel, but this is the pocket snorkel with the special oceanic snorkel lock, which uses high-tech Velcro technology.
Velcro.
To attach this snorkel to your mask when you need it. And when you don't, it will fold up like this and slip into your pocket. So you can, you know, when you come up to me and I'll say, hey, is that a snorkel in your pocket? You're just happy to see me? You
yes,
actually will fact, have a snorkel in your pocket.
How ingenious that is. Look at that.
It's really cool. This is what I use for sure.
Hey, you can't have that. That snorkel's been just like a snorkel to me.
Well, it has been. But that's the Oceanic Pocket
and
Snorkel.
And it's blue
with clear, you know, accents.
What I want to know, Greg, has this particular one been in your pocket?
No.
No, he's just happy to see you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
No, it has not. That's fresh. See, it still has the wrapping on it.
Cool.
So it's been sanitized.
For your protection.
Thank you.
It hasn't been spoiled. All right, here's your regulator setup, okay?
All
so
octopus.
We got first stage, second stage, whole thing. We have a Delta 4 regulator by Oceanic. Very nice regulator. And we have this thing here. This is the Oceanic OctoSwiv. We'll explain what that is here after the Dan tip. It's coming up next. Stay close.
Oh, my God.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 277. The mucus that builds up during a dive and is expelled through the nose as a diver exits the water is used as sunblock in many third world countries.
Sun God will have his vengeance.
You may think it's funny.
What's he waiting for?
But it's not.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
I'm awesome. I went diving the other day and saw that 6-foot lobster again.
Really?
I know no one believes me, but it's true.
It's not that I don't believe you, but have you ever considered the possibility that when you see 6-foot lobsters and other fairy tale critters, you may be experiencing nitrogen narcosis?
Okay, I never said I saw fairy tale critters. You sound like everyone else on the boat.
I'm just saying, nitrogen narcosis, or being narked, has proven to be a source of a lot of 6-foot lobster sightings.
Convince me.
Game on, buddy. Nitrogen narcosis is a physiological response to breathing gas at depth. We don't know the exact mechanism behind it, but the general effect can be equated to diving under the influence of alcohol.
Which is never recommended.
Of course not, for the simple fact that diving impaired leads to bad judgment and decisions. Nitrogen narcosis impairs divers in the same way. It can make them feel invincible or take away the ability to monitor actions and situations, like keeping track of air and depth. And when a diver is narked, it often leads to carelessness and bad decisions. Unfortunately, it's not usually an unpleasant experience, which makes it all the harder to know when it's happening to you.
How deep do you have to go before narcosis sets in?
Well, a lot of divers think you have to go deep, like 100 feet or more, before you're in danger of experiencing it. But the fact is, it can happen at any depth.
How do you avoid it?
You can't necessarily avoid it, which is why it's so important to be aware of it and to be aware of how you're feeling every moment of the dive.
What do you mean?
If you find yourself not caring about how deep you are or how long you've been down, that might be a sign you're experiencing nitrogen narcosis. If you feel like taking chances you might not ordinarily take, if you're forgetting to monitor the dive, if you're blowing off your dive buddy, or if you start to see things that seem strange, that's also a red flag.
Like 6-foot lobsters?
Especially if they wave at you as you swim by.
He doesn't wave, but continue.
It's also important to know that any narcosis effects you experience will only intensify the deeper you go. So if you start to feel any effects at all, don't go deeper.
How do you fix nitrogen narcosis?
It's pretty simple. Since it's a physiological reaction that occurs when you breathe gas at depth, simply ascend until you feel the symptoms subside.
Is there any way to guard against getting narked?
There's no way to guarantee you won't experience it. And while some divers seem more susceptible to it than others, absolutely no one is immune to it. Any diver can experience it at any time.
But if you're doing a dive profile you've done before,
it can still happen. I know of many divers who have done a given profile 100 times, but for whatever reason, they'll get narked on the 101st. This is why you have to be fully engaged to dive every time, mentally and physically. You should never take anything for granted, and you should always be aware when you're underwater.
And if you see a 6-foot lobster,
wave goodbye and come on up.
Diving is an amazing adventure, but diving under the influence can lead to disaster. Nitrogen narcosis is a powerful influence and one you need to avoid. So stay aware of how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. And if you find yourself narked, come up a bit and stay in control. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, Mermaid Angela is trying on her new Oceanic dive gear. Now, you can check this stuff out at oceanicusa.com. Now, she's just slipped on her new BC, and Angela, it looks like it fits quite well. That is a Oceanic, I think they say it, Hera, I don't know.
Hurl?
Maybe.
H-E-R-A?
Yeah.
Hera.
Okay,
we'll
go with Hera.
Wife of Zeus.
Exactly. Okay, we'll go with that. And but that, it looks like it fits perfectly. It's a back inflatable type of design.
Oh, well, it should be more balanced if her back's inflated.
Exactly. But it fits well. It looks good, right?
It looks great.
Good. Feels good. It looks like it cinched up just perfectly.
I think it's hard to tell if it's going to fit. She's got a lot of clothing on.
Oh, boy.
Just throwing that out there.
Angela,
what are you trying to say?
We know what she's... We know.
Duh.
We know what she's trying to say.
No. Right,
and he, actually. No, we know.
What she's trying to say is, no, I'm not going to take my shirt off.
Yes.
Or anything else. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
But okay, so that's your BC, and you can check this out at OceanicUSA.com, by the way, back at home. But it is weight integration, has some nice pockets, and it's very compact as well. What are you looking at there, Angela?
The integrated weight. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very nice little system. You can just yank it, and that will drop your weights for you when you have some weights there in your BC pocket. But what's cool here, going back to the regulator setup, is that you got the Delta 4 regulator, but you also have this new Oceanic OctoSwiv, which is a yellow-colored octopus, which is a backup system, air system. This is what you would give to me if I'm about to die, okay? And I run out of air, for God forbid, or something, and you have to save me as your dive buddy. You would give me this.
The swiv.
It'll be a little bit longer than your primary hose. It's bright yellow. But it moves around at an angle, which makes it convenient to give to somebody else if need be. But the cool thing is the connector on this. This is one of the first, maybe the only, as far as I'm aware, systems where the octopus attaches with a clip that uses a magnet. And it's a very ingenious idea because one of the problems with octopus, yeah, you know, that's your backup air supply for your dive buddy. So, you know, hopefully you never have to use it, but you need to have some type of system as part of your dive equipment to have in an emergency situation like that. And you have to have it tucked in your BC pocket out of the way. You want to be streamlined. And sometimes, a lot of times, you'll watch divers that'll have their hoses hanging much lower than they should, and they could get caught on something. You know, they're not as streamlined as they could be.
Because you're not paying attention to it, because it's not really for you. It's a backup. It's
exactly.
Something you're carrying around for somebody else, so it's not one of the things you check all the time. So this is really cool. Instead of having to grab this thing and wrench it out of somebody's clothes, all you need to do is reverse their polarity.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, it
pops right off. It's beautiful.
You know, in Bill's case, you could attach it to the metal plate in his head. But they have a little clip that has a metal attachment for it that makes it very convenient to grab and to just keep out of your way. And that is a really cool feature, I think, of the Oceanic OctoSwiv from Oceanic. And hats off to him. But you're going to be one of the first people to be able to use this new system. And we'll put it to work there and on our Saba trip.
Yes.
So you're equipped quite well. Oh, and of course you got the Oceanic VO dive computer, pressure gauge, and octo setup. I mean, compass,
which I will
console.
Use on my advanced open water.
Exactly, we have
training.
To do some navigation checkout dives. Your compass even clicks. Listen. Oh, nice!
Yes,
wow.
Well,
with fondling her.
It also works as a Geiger counter.
Yes, it can, well, maybe. I don't know, when you combine it with the magnetic clip from the octopus, you never know what could happen.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think you're equipped. Oh, and we got fins. We got full-foot fins.
Cool.
Nice. Those are the V6 fins. Those are really nice full-foot fins.
Yeah, and they're more energy efficient than the V8s.
But not as healthy. Not as healthy? No, I don't think that's right.
I could have had a V6.
So look, we took Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela and have turned her into a well-equipped diver. That's not a bad deal.
Look at that smile.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
Hey, in hour two, we're going to check in with Mike Ainge. He was in Germany last week at the Das Boot Show, big dive event over in that part of the world. We're going to connect
boating and diving, right?
Yeah, boating and diving. We're going to connect
since
with...
Das Boot means the boat.
Yes.
Not Das Diving. Just throwing that out there.
No, I thought it was about boots. No?
Could have been.
Okay. Well, we'll find out in hour two as he does a little connection with us via our Skype international phone line.
Woo-hoo!
Now, Mermaid Angela is in the studio with her new oceanic dive gear. She has a Hera.
Hera
BC. And, you know, I want to make sure everybody understands how this stuff is supposed to fit. Because one of the things that you asked me actually during the commercial break, you said, well, the top strap's kind of loose, Greg. Does this mean it's too big? Really, the top strap here on the top of the BC, you have your cummerbund.
Can't believe she let you touch her there.
I didn't touch. I touched the strap. See?
Yeah, whatever.
And you have the cummerbund that attaches across the middle and kind of like a weight belt type of connector. That's really what's most important, that you can cinch that up enough where it feels snug and it won't ride up on you so much. But the top strap is really just to add some stability for the two straps that go across the top area. They're not necessarily supposed to be snug, like to hold you in tight.
Yeah.
So that's the way it's supposed to fit.
Okay.
So and basically, a good way to test a BC is that once you have the person cinched up real good, you just have somebody grab them like this. And you start, yo! And you just grab, you know, try to shake
I can't believe
up.
She let you touch her like that.
Yeah.
Look at all the stuff she got.
That might be crossing the line.
No, but the bottom line is, as long as it just doesn't ride up over your head, you're usually pretty good.
It's pretty snug.
Yeah, because you'll have a tank on the back. It'll hold it down to a certain extent. And the key is when you're at the service and you have air, you know, inflated into your BC, that you just don't want it rising up over your head where, you know, hey, where's Angela? Where's the head? Why do we have a headless diver over there?
I think she's got something midway up her torso that will keep the BC from riding all the way up.
Yes. Well, just remember that top strap.
It's that cummerbund.
Can be loose. You know, let him breathe. I guess.
Gee whiz.
Is that the proper term? Maybe not. I don't know.
Let those puppies breathe.
There we go.
All right. Well, you're equipped well, though. You're feeling good about it now, aren't you?
I feel good, and I look good.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
It's better to look good than feel good.
You look good, feel better.
Marvelous.
There we go.
Marvelous. Marvelous, darling. All right, look, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close and don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.